Good afternoon. A lot of clouds around with the frontal system draped along the eastern seaboard, even a couple of showers and areas of drizzle. This front will be the focus for additional showers this afternoon. Then we'll concentrate on a low pressure wave riding up and along the front, which will take a track over Long Island and eastern parts of New England. With this track, a steadier rain is likely, especially across the Catskills, the Greater Capital District point south in the Hudson Valley, and central and southern New England. In these locations, bursts of rain and thunderstorms are also possible through the latter portion of the day and into the evening hours. Temperatures today will hold in the 70s with the extensive cloud cover. The best chance for completely dry weather and even some sunshine will be further north toward the Canadian border and west into the Mohawk Valley. As we get into the night tonight, the low pressure wave will slowly push east and north, and this will allow things to dry out a bit. Still, areas of fog and drizzle overnight, with temperatures dipping back into the lower 60s. So we'll start off tomorrow with a fair amount of cloud cover, as an upper-level disturbance still has to make its way through. Gradually, though, we'll see a return to sunshine as high pressure builds in. This will allow temperatures to reach the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. That high pressure will dominate Friday night and into the first part of the day on Saturday before another front approaches from the west on Saturday afternoon. So sunshine on Saturday morning will gradually give way to increasing clouds, and there is the risk of a shower or two by dark, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Highs on Saturday will be in the upper 70s. As that front and its associated trough of low pressure pivot into the region Saturday night and Sunday, showers will be more likely, especially for the second half of the weekend on Sunday afternoon. Perhaps even a thunderstorm, holding temperatures back into the lower 70s. That trough will pivot out on Monday. We still run the risk at a few showers, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 70s. Then we'll go back to full sunshine as a ridge of high pressure builds in for Tuesday and Wednesday, highs pushing back through the 70s and toward the 80-degree mark by Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Kansas, western Missouri, and southern Nebraska. Increasing lift along and ahead of a low-pressure trough and surface front will lead to rapid thunderstorm initiation by mid-afternoon. The favorable time of day, as well as cooling profiles aloft, will result in robust updrafts capable of very large hail while cells remain discreet. Further, some of these cells will be supercells as they travel southeastward into Kansas. A brief tornado may occur along the boundary prior to massive outflow production, which is expected later on as cells merge into a mesoscale convective system. At that time, the primary threat should switch from hail to wind. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Henri, located about 230 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. Henri is moving toward the north at only 3 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue with an increase in forward speed through tonight. A faster north-northeastward motion is predicted tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Henri will pass well east of Bermuda later today. Maximum sustained winds remain near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, periods of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, Boston cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 96, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some sunshine closer to the Canadian border today, clouds to the south with a chance of showers, and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds, a shower possible, then increasing sun, mid-70s, sunshine, giving way to clouds Saturday, chance of a shower by dark in the upper 70s, a good chance at a few showers and thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s, a chance of showers Monday, lower 70s, and mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday in the upper 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.